Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is John chapter 16, verses 5 through 15. The Reverend Robert Zagor is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John chapter 16. And Jesus said, "But now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine, therefore I said he will take what is mine and declare it to you." O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
One of the things I didn't realize I would be saying quite frequently as a father to my children, almost on a daily basis, was, "Mind your own business." Children are inherently interested in what's going on around them, largely, I find, for one of two reasons. One is fairness. That person, that child, got something I didn't. That's not fair. The second has to do with the truth. They have a sense of a desire to speak what's true, regardless of who's listening, regardless of who's there. They want to speak the truth. And I imagine them hearing somebody say something that's wrong and thinking, they said something incorrect. I know what's true. I should tell them. And so they do, without reservation, without hesitation. We, like children, often find it much easier to do the same. To shake our fist at the world, at their misunderstanding of the truth, while passing over our own failures to live in and know the truth. And so we look at the world and we say, "Look, you're getting the truth all wrong. You've fallen into a relativistic morass of wickedness. You don't get it." And of course, this is true. The world does not understand the truth. But should we expect them to? The world pretends to seek truth. It might be a truth found in personal experiences. Those in the world might seek a truth that agrees with what the majority of people say or the majority of people agree with. Or it might be a truth that the particular group of people I'm interested in identifying with believes in. That's what's true for me. I agree with this. Therefore, that's what's true. And all the while, the world's truth might not have a single bit of correspondence to the truth. But what about you? What truth do you seek? Are you going to simply sit here with me and shake our fists at the world? Or are we going to examine our own hearts and see if we have also failed to live in the truth? In our reading today, Jesus promises to send the Holy Spirit after he returns to the Father through cross and grave, for the purpose of speaking the truth to the world. If Jesus doesn't go, the Holy Spirit would not come. But after he returns to the Father, after Jesus returns to the Father through his suffering and death, he will send the Holy Spirit to convict the world of truth. That is, to convict the world of sin, and to convict the world of righteousness, to convince the world of righteousness, and to condemn the world and its ruler, because the ruler of the world is judged. Is that the truth that we seek? Is that the truth that we here hold up constantly before the world, that the world might see it and be convinced? Let's look into this a little bit more. First, the Spirit comes to convict the world of sin. The world has not believed in Christ, and in fact they cannot, apart from the Holy Spirit's work. Have we spoken this truth to them? Have we spoken to the world the truth of God's law? Have we spoken the truths they need to hear now at this moment, not simply what's convenient for me to speak now? Or have we shied away from speaking certain things because, well, we might get too many angry letters to the editor? Have we hesitated to speak the truth because we're just not sure how the government's going to respond? Or I'm just not sure what mom or dad or my brother or sister will think when I speak the truth of God's law? It's painful. It's inconvenient. You see, the Holy Spirit comes also to convict us of sin. He comes to convict you and me of sin, of our failures to fearlessly speak the truth of God's law to a world that desperately needs it. And so I say to you, repent. Jesus also sends the Holy Spirit to the world to convince the world of righteousness. As C.F.W. Walther, whose day we commemorate, or who we commemorate today, as he explains so well in his book on law and gospel, the law is spoken to those who are confident in their own work, who don't see their own sin, their own need for a Savior, and the gospel is proclaimed to the sinner crushed by the law. That is to say, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so it is, the Holy Spirit convinces God's elect saints of Christ's redeeming work as it is proclaimed from pulpit and altar. It is this truth of Jesus' righteousness won for the world, that is at the heart and center of everything we are and do as the people of God in this world, or at least it should be. God grant us repentance for the times when something else takes center stage, for the times when my glory becomes more important, or the fame of my own publication or program becomes a first priority, as Pastor Meyer preached so well yesterday. God grant us repentance and the Holy Spirit to convince us yet again, in fact daily even, of Christ's righteousness that he won through his return to the Father, that is through his suffering, death, and resurrection for you and me. And finally, the Holy Spirit comes to make known the truth of this world's judgment. The world, the ruler of this world, is judged. He is the father of lies. Anyone who speaks lies is of the father of lies. He speaks only falsehood and deceit. His lies are judged. His falsehood has been exposed. The truth who comes from the Father's side, who has made the Father known, he has done so, and in doing that, in making the Father known, he exposes the falsehoods of Satan, and they are dangerous falsehoods. These are the falsehoods that tempt us to fib just a little bit for the sake of temporal rewards. But nothing in this world is worth forsaking the truth. Yeah, we might get a little bump in subscriptions, we might make salary for yet another year, but that's a temporal reward that haunts us with an eternal punishment. Nothing in this world is worth forsaking the truth of God for a lie. For Christ will return one day to judge the world, and he will do so in your favor. Though we might not see it now, it might not seem like it. Though we might suffer in sackcloth and ashes now, though we might be despised and forsaken and rejected, though we might have to endure oppression from the government and lose what perceived status we have before the world, dear people of God, we know the ruler of this world is already judged. We know how it has ended, and therefore we live in the truth, in the truth. The truth proclaimed from Christ's pulpit and announced to you this very day. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ. He is the propitiation for your sins and for the sins of the whole world. The Holy Spirit has taken that truth and declared it to you this very day. And so, in the end, perhaps my children's obsession with truth is exactly what I need. A fearless proclamation of what is true, regardless of who is listening. They do not need to nuance it. They don't care. They just boldly speak the truth. They boldly assert what is true. May God grant us such courage. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the congregations of the Mid-South District and their pastors, together with all schools, teachers, and church workers. We also pray for Aaron McKenzie, who serves the Lord in the Dominican Republic. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.